And the Zimbabwean government is looking into widespread reports that their soldiers raped a number of women and children during the recent violent clampdown on protesters. The protests were motivated by a massive 150% increase in the petrol price, but in the aftermath, footage went viral of soldiers and police abusing unarmed citizens. Human Rights Watch Southern Africa director Dewa Mavenga joins us on the line now. Dewa, good afternoon to you. We have just lost the line to him as we were about to go to him. We'll try and reestablish contact here in a moment. But there's so many worrying aspects of the story that have come up. I mean, Tsego and I, while preparing for the show this afternoon, looked at the nature of the abuse that many of the people were suffering. And it almost takes you back to the Zimbabwean, the Rhodesian War, and the kind of suffering that was associated with it, and the human rights abuses associated with it. It just reminded me a little bit of that. And Dewa thankfully has managed to reestablish contact with us. Dewa, thank you so much for coming on to the program. First of all, much of the footage of these violent acts looked authentic as it was doing the rounds on social media, but it wasn't possible to independently verify it. How accurate were reports of widespread rape, torture, and other kinds of abuse?
Very accurate, the reports of widespread state-sponsored violence in Zimbabwe, including killings, severe beatings, rape, and other forms of sexual abuse. In fact, because there was an internet and social media shutdown during the protest for 3 days, much of what happened in the darkness, away from the glare of the public media, and with people unable to communicate and say what was happening to them. And in fact, beyond that, some of these abuses have been taking place at night. You know, people being hunted down in their homes, beaten up, abducted. Even today, as I'm speaking to you, I have received several reports of abductions and beatings that have taken place today in the capital city, Harare. So it's ongoing, it's continuing.
Horrifying. I understand a number of the women who were raped are being kept at safe houses. What sort of help are they receiving there, Dewa?
Dozens of women have come forward to report that they have been raped by soldiers in uniform. Some of them, two or three soldiers raping one woman and without using protection. So they have been exposed in terms of possibly diseases or pregnancy. But the challenge is that there is limited support because for those in safe houses, yes, they will be receiving medical attention, including psychosocial support to go through and support them through their trauma. But there are many more, we believe, who may not have been able to come forward because the crackdown has not stopped and no one has yet been arrested from the security forces and charged with these crimes, international crimes against humanity of rape.
In terms of the women who have possibly contracted sexually transmitted diseases, I understand some of them will have become pregnant. And from what I understand, a lot of them have chosen not to tell their families what's happened to them. What sort of medical or psychological support are they receiving at this point, Dewa?
Well, I think in terms of medical protocol, the doctors who are supporting are fully briefed in terms of what options are available, including in terms of quickly providing medical support if it is within, say, 72 hours of the exposure and the sexual assault and rape. And also there are legal frameworks in terms of how to deal with a pregnancy that arises from rape. The challenge that we have is that the police have not been handling these cases, and for possibly a bigger number of the women, they have not been able to come forward or even to seek medical and other forms of protection, because even as we speak, the crackdown has not stopped.
I just want to ask you about that. I mean, the government has, of course, promised to investigate this. But if you tell us these incidents are still happening, clearly they have not managed to clamp down on them. Are you confident they will be able to make an intervention and that a thorough and transparent investigation will take place?
I'm not confident at all based on the history. If you look at these abuses by security forces in Zimbabwe, they go back a long way. And what is similar in terms of pattern for these abuses is that even if you look at the 1980s, Bukurawundi massacre, there was no accountability, there was no justice, there was no investigation. And the same is continuing to happen and to be witnessed now. The Constitution of Zimbabwe provides for an independent complaints mechanism to receive and handle all complaints dealing with the security forces. But that mechanism was never put in place. It is not there. It does not exist. It is insincere for the government to say they will investigate when, in fact, the abuses are continuing in broad daylight with the government saying nothing. In fact, there are contradictory statements coming from government. Some senior government officials are actually saying these things have not happened. They are in denial. In some cases, the president only accepted the level of brutality when he saw something that was published on Sky News in the UK. So it's really disheartening to see that the government is not prepared to accept responsibility and to hold accountable these elements in the security forces who are committing these gross and horrendous crimes.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. Dewa Mavinga, he is, of course, the Human Rights Watch Southern Africa director, painting a very grim picture of what is happening in Zimbabwe.